Listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
That's a little bit old.
Hello and welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy here at the Earth Church in New York. No one knows what being normal is. Nobody can prove, nobody can quantify that. Studies show that we make about 81 basic decisions about what to do in our lives, and that at any given point, we're somewhere within those decisions. We're doing what we decided was normal. Maybe 20 or 30 of them at once, maybe just 4 or 5 or 6 of them at once. But we're working within this identity, these values. We're doing what we think is normal. Now, clearly, the Earth disagrees with that decision. We have 350 million people here in the United States, and we have 350 million people deciding what their 81 decisions are, and we have resulted finally at the end of the day in poisoning the Earth. And the Earth is trying to tell us this. Now, I just had a close call with a tornado recently. Feeling the communicating of the Earth, feeling the power of the Earth and how it can be deployed in all directions, to passionately express a disagreement with this dominating predator, the human being. Woo! I would hope that each and every one of the listeners here today could have that experience without necessarily getting hurt. That's what happened to me recently. I got the experience, and it did kill a person. But not me. And now the question would follow immediately. Have I made a decision to adjust my 81 determining normal actions? Have I changed as a result? I like to think I have, but I'm not so sure. The Earth is expressing to me that I haven't changed enough. Somebody give me an Earthaluya here today. Earthaluya.
Didn't You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no
Just find your favorite ecosystem. That forest, that meadow, that ocean shore. Take a walk. Invite the earth to walk with you. The earth will be there. We are the earth. And now's the emergency, right now. Go outside. Somebody give me an earth, hallelujah. The natural world makes the message absolutely clear. The earth, I know, it's making violence and pain. And we don't know what to call it. Call it fabulous. Accept the power. Pour the 200-mile-an-hour wind and the metal-melting wildfire down on the poisoners, down on the oil companies and the fossil banks and the Mickeys and the Coca-Colas, and just keep the earth coming in. And now let's you and I, promise that we will let the earth come in. Keep feeling love, dancing, flying, spinning, gushing with the earth, pouring, feeling, fighting for the earth, fighting for life, fighting for the life of all of us. Oh yeah, there it is. There's the earth. The earth is ready. We are ready. We are outside. Inside. The fabulous. Unknown.
Welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. For the first time, researchers at ETH Zurich have been able to fully explain the various causes of long-term polar motion in the most comprehensive modeling to date. Their model and their observations show that climate change and global warming will have a greater influence on the Earth's rotational speed than the effect of the moon, which has determined the increase in the length of the day for billions of years. Climate change is causing the ice masses in Greenland and Antarctica to melt. Water from the polar regions is flowing into the world's oceans and especially into the equatorial region. This is causing a shift in mass, and this is affecting the Earth's rotation. Spade-tooth whales are the world's rarest, with no live sightings ever recorded. No one knows how many there are, what they eat, or even where they live in the vast expanse of the southern Pacific Ocean. However, scientists in New Zealand have finally found one. The country's conservation agency said Monday a creature that washed up on a South Island beach this month is believed to be a spade-tooth whale. Only six other spade-tooth whales have ever been pinpointed, and those found intact on New Zealand's North Island beaches were quickly buried before DNA testing could verify their identification. Researchers will work with local Maori tribes to treat the whole carcass with respect. Maori people consider whales a tuanga, a sacred treasure of cultural significance. In April, Pacific Indigenous leaders signed a treaty recognizing whales as legal persons. Five supporters of the Just Stop Oil climate campaign who conspired to cause gridlock on London's orbital motorway have been sentenced to lengthy jail terms by a judge who told them they had crossed the line from concerned campaigner to fanatic. Roger Hallam, Daniel Shaw, Louise Lancaster, Lucia Whitaker Debro, and Cressida Gethin were found guilty of conspiracy to cause a public nuisance for coordinating direct action protests on the M25 over 4 days in November 2022. Roger Hallam, a founder of Extinction Rebellion, received a 5-year sentence on Thursday, while the other four were each sentenced to 4 years. A recent study published in Ecotoxicology and Environmental Safety examined genetic changes that took place in otherwise healthy adults after at least 5 years of living near cell phone towers in Germany. Residents who live closer to cell towers and were therefore exposed to higher levels of radio frequency radiation had significantly more breaks and disruptions to their chromosomes. Some previous studies from Germany and other countries have linked proximity to cell phone towers with a potentially elevated risk for cancer. all wireless devices, including cell phones, Wi-Fi routers, and the towers they depend on for service, emit RF radiation. While this radiation is different from high-frequency radiation, like the type emitted by X-rays, a growing body of data suggests that RF radiation may still have the ability to alter cellular molecules, potentially increasing the risk for negative health impacts. The Lone Star tick is known to cause meat and dairy allergies and is spreading north, alarming health officials as summer tick activity rises. Lone Star ticks were once rare in the Northeast and Great Lakes, but are spreading due to warmer winters and an increased deer population. This tick can cause alpha-gal syndrome, a severe allergy to red meat, with over 110,000 suspected cases in the U.S. from 2010 to 2022. A crystal is an arrangement of atoms that repeats itself in space in regular intervals. At every point, the crystal looks exactly the same. In 2012, Nobel Prize winner Frank Wilczek raised the question, could there also be a time crystal, an object that repeats itself not in space, but in time? And could it be possible that a periodic rhythm emerges, even though no specific rhythm is imposed on the system, and the interaction between the particles is completely independent of time? For years, the idea has caused much controversy. Some considered time crystals to be impossible in principle, while others tried to find loopholes and realize time crystals under certain special conditions. Now, a particularly spectacular kind of time crystal has successfully been created at Tsinghua University in China. The team used laser light and special types of atoms, known as Rydberg atoms, with a diameter that is several hundred times larger than normal. Rising temperatures and contaminated water have led to an epidemic of kidney disease among young men in Sri Lanka's farming and fishing communities. Young men in Sri Lanka's rural areas are experiencing high rates of kidney disease requiring dialysis or transplants. The disease is likely caused by extreme heat, worsened by climate change and pesticide-contaminated water. Many affected communities lack access to clean water and rely on well water for daily use, exacerbating the problem. Dengue fever cases are surging globally, in part driven by climate change, with Puerto Rico seeing record numbers and a warning for future outbreaks in the U.S. Dengue cases have reached an unprecedented 10 million this year, exacerbated by global warming, which expands mosquito habitats. Puerto Rico declared a public health emergency with over 1,500 cases reported by mid-June, anticipating more due to the hot and rainy season. A federal judge has mandated the Biden administration to restart issuing permits for liquefied natural gas exports, overturning a pause intended to assess climate and economic impacts. A record-breaking swim by two lion brothers across a predator-infested African river has been documented in a new study. Researchers say the one-kilometer swim is another example of animals having to make hard decisions to find homes and mates in a human-dominated world. The two male lions were filmed crossing the Kasinga Channel in Uganda at night. One of the lions was a 10-year-old local icon known as Jacob, who became famous for surviving a multitude of life-threatening incidents, one of which left him with an amputated leg. Some consider Jacob to be Africa's most resilient lion. He has been gored by a buffalo. His family was poisoned for lion body part trade. He was caught in a poacher's snare and finally lost his leg in another attempted poaching incident where he was caught in a steel trap. He and his brother Tipu have managed to survive even though the lion population in the area has nearly halved in just 5 years. Scientists believe the lions were looking for lionesses on the other side of the river. It is the longest lion swim known to man. A critically endangered North Atlantic right whale has been spotted off the coast of Ireland for the first time in more than a century. Adrian McGuire from County Tyrone in Northern Ireland glimpsed the large, dark body of the whale on the surface of the water while out fishing for mackerel. "I just looked in amazement at the size of it," said McGuire. "Never experienced that in my life." He described how he let his boat drift while he, his wife, and two friends watched the whale for about an hour in McSwine's Bay, County Donegal, off the northwest coast of Ireland. The sound of the blowing It's great to hear that in real life, said McGuire. It is the first sighting of a North Atlantic right whale off Ireland in 114 years. And now, the sounds of extinction. The United States has lost its only stand of the massive Key Largo tree cactus in what researchers believe is the first local extinction of a species caused by sea level rise in the country. The Key Largo tree cactus still grows on a few scattered islands in the Caribbean, including northern Cuba and parts of the Bahamas. In the U.S., it was restricted to a single population in the Florida Keys, first discovered in 1992 and monitored intermittently since. Saltwater intrusion from rising seas, soil depletion from hurricanes and high tides, and herbivory by mammals has put significant pressure on the population. By 2021, what had been a thriving stand of about 150 stems was reduced to 6 ailing fragments, which researchers salvaged for off-site cultivation to ensure their survival. And here, the sound of the habitat surrounding the Key Largo tree cactus.
Reverend Billy back again. How was your Earth Riot? Let's wrap it up with the theory and practice of Love Earth, part one. I don't know why I added that part one. I think maybe I'm trying to promise myself to keep writing it. It's kind of like an instruction manual, and I'd like to share the first chapter of it with you. The theory and practice of Love Earth. First of all, imagine it, dream it. The more we picture people loving the earth, the more we become those people ourselves. We sing about it. We sing about this very different future. And the future starts moving toward us and takes us in. We keep singing and working like we would for a loved one. And our love in this case is love for the earth. We are working as a part of an intense planet-wide change, unprecedented change, the sixth extinction. And this new kind of intense evolution is taking over everything, although some people call it just bad weather or bad luck. We still have the chance, people think it's late in the game, but we still have the chance to partner with this evolution, this extreme evolution. The Earth is guiding life toward this unexpected future. We might still be able to ease back into our home ecosystem. Could happen. But God knows our species, our human species, it's been centuries of refusing to be involved this way with life's scary glory. To love the earth, you want to save its life. Let me repeat that. To love the earth, you want to save its life. To love yourself, you want the earth to save you. Earthalluia. Now let me thank some of the people that contributed here. In today's Earth Riot, Sister Rosetta Tharp and Elvis Presley. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Big Mama Thornton is the composer. James Brown in a cold sweat. Richard Strauss, the author of that amazing Thus Spake Zarathustra fanfare. Gustavo Dudamel, I think he was with the New York Philharmonic, and of course the originator of the whole novel, the whole character of Zarathustra, Friedrich Nietzsche. We thank all of you. Team effort. I go to the mountain. That comes from the choir. Everybody really contributed together.
with Sundar Gangwani, but especially Savitri D, who you just heard in the news from the natural world. Kimberly D. Pierce and E. Katrina Lewis helped the choir and Savitri D once again with the song The Fabulous Unknown. I'm filled with the fabulous unknown. And there we go. This is Reverend Billy. Jason Candler's our editor. We thank Jason. Till next time, be safe, be wild, and love the earth. Earthaluia.
Did you know the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, a.k.a. SFPERG, has been leading social and environmental activism on campus for 40 years? SFPERG is student activism, by students, for students. Do you have a vision for a brighter future? Are you passionate about changing the world? Visit us at www.sfperg.ca. That's www.sfperg.ca to learn more about getting involved today.